You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. All right, so let's dive into this episode around shadow work and what exactly it is and how you can get started. Most likely, if you've been following me or you've been, you know, you're interested in my podcast and the things I share on here, most likely you're doing some level of shadow work already. And yet it's nice to kind of put a context around it. We are hearing about shadow work a lot more right now with the current climate, with the civil rights movement that's happening. We are being given a humongous opportunity to do our own shadow work, to do it as a collective. So much darkness is bubbling up to the surface to heal. And as painful as it can be, that's actually good news that it is coming up to heal. So Carl Jung, who is very well-known psychologist, termed the word shadow as the unknown dark side of our personality. And shadow work really is the self-examination of, and it's the practice of looking at ourselves, of introspecting on those places inside that are gritty, that are dark, that are ugly, that we actually don't want to feel and that we don't want to move through because it is painful and because it is dark. Most everyone has a shadow. This isn't something that, like, we go through human life, and our work, I believe, as spiritual beings having a human experience, is to actually unlayer and unlock all of the pieces that we've built up over the years to kind of dismantle and not feel the shadow. When you see a baby come in, they truly are pure light. They are the closest thing to pure consciousness and to God, to spirit that we have here in human form. You also, see of it, or you can read about experiences of people when they are passing, when they're transitioning. There are also, it's like they are the closest form to like that light. And oftentimes when people are passing and on their deathbed, they'll fight it, right? Their ego, their shadow will really want to hold on to their human experience. And as they are transitioning, they are letting go of the shadow. They're letting go of the ego, and they're actually transitioning more into pure light, pure consciousness, pure soul. And so when you think about your babies, those of you that are mothers, you see this gorgeous, just pure radiant light and come into the world. And through conditioning, through experiences, through, I always say, like, unknowingly, I am like messing my kids up. Unknowingly, I am like, I think of myself as, such a conscious mama doing my very best. And it's not that I need to hold judgments about myself. And that is just the human condition. That is just how we go through this world. And the more trauma that we've had, the more challenging life experiences that we go through, there's more to look at, there's more to uncover. And so oftentimes in the spiritual communities, in the life coaching, women's empowerment communities, this doesn't get talked about enough or a lot because it doesn't sell. Like, that's just the truth. Like, it's not sexy to talk about the places inside that we hold shame and guilt and jealousy and rage and anger and lust and all of these wounded parts of ourselves that are parts of ourselves. To deny it is continuing to drive it down. And so a lot of times in the, more, I just call it like the spiritual spaces, you won't really hear about this stuff because, again, it's not what someone signs up for. Someone's not like, yes, like I want to look at all of my shit today, like over these next X amount. Like that sounds like so much fun. And yet it is the path of higher consciousness, and it is the path of really like it illuminating more of your light and becoming the woman, the person that you want to be in the world, because the all of those pieces, all of those aspects are already living inside every single one of us. And so when we don't look at the shadow and when we're not willing to do that deeper inner work, and I'll share the reasons why I see most women a bit fearful, even if they have an intention or they want to do it, or like, yeah, of course, I know I need to, why we continue to go through life kind of not looking at it. But I just digressed. So when we don't look at those things, those are the reasons why we develop addictions, why we develop patterns and ways of being to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like to get through life without having to really deal with it, because it is painful and it is hard to look at our shadow. And at the core, shadow work really is the antidote to spiritual bypass. And if you know, if you're not familiar with the terminology spiritual bypass, you know, that's when you're like, everything is just love and light. Like, let's just feel good and let's just say positive affirmations to feel amazing all day long. And yes, there is 100% a time and place to think positively and to say positive affirmations and to do all the things. And yet, if you're doing all of the quote unquote work, meaning all the things, you know, you see this a lot in like the health, I'd say, and wellness world. It's like, I'm eating this and I'm taking all of my supplements and I'm, drinking my green juice and my celery juice and my smoothies and just doing all of these quote unquote, I go to acupuncture and I go do this and I go do that and I exercise. It's like I go and I do everything, but why do I still feel horrible? Well, it's because you're just putting more and more things on your to-do list. And yes, they are beneficial. They are healthy and it is a positive thing to do. But if you're not looking at what's underneath the surface, the root of why you feel so bad to begin with, why the patterns of whatever XYZ of your childhood have happened, then it's like it's still there. It's like when you get the wound and you just put a Band-Aid on it instead of actually taking the Band-Aid off and letting it heal from the inside out. And so we come in as these spiritual beings, these gorgeous light bearers as babies, and the life, humanity, just our being in human existence layers on all of these barriers, all of these perspectives. And most of that is formed between the ages of 0 and 7. So we have our different beliefs around our worth and our ability to love ourselves and our ability to, you know, who we deem is, who we deem we are worthy of in terms of partnership and money and who we are in this world. And then I think we spend, you know, our most, at least from my perspective, we spend our teenage years trying to like, just like in an outroar, I had eating disorders, trying to control my emotions and trying to control, how men saw me and the cool kid that I wanted to date me, but I was 10 pounds too heavy and just all of that, like that angst that I experienced as a teenager and then into my early 20s. And I know a lot of people don't even see this or start the work until well on into their, you know, 30s or even 40s. I am personally grateful that in my early to mid 20s, I had a raging eating disorder and was like, this isn't working. Like, this is not working. I'm trying to push down and control all of these, you know, all of these patterns, all of these, this belief systems. And, you know, I started on a personal development journey. I started on a spiritual quest. And it started with some healthy eating, and it started with, you know, going and getting a therapist. And it's just been a journey for the last almost 20 years now, as you guys, you know, have heard my story and my experience. And so doing the shadow work is a willingness to look at our judgments, our wounds, the trauma, our bias. And it's so appropriate to be talking about this right now with the conversation that's happening with Black Lives and the history of this country and how systematic racism is ingrained into so many areas, ways, of our life, that it's like, as a white person that does have a lot of privilege, I am seeing how my lens, my perspective has just been, I've just seen it through white privilege. I have not looked at or asked questions or taken a step back to look at the shadow around this particular area. And as painful or as challenging as it feels some days, or when I read something or whatever it is, you know, in my own education process right now, that is the shadow work. It is all bubbling up, both inside, I think, of most of us, and as a collective, to be healed. And so just want to give you a couple of reasons why I see a lot of women veer away from the shadow work. And it's for self-preservation, right? It's for self-protection. When I speak to women, completely separate of the current climate, but just, you know, in general, you know, we get through life by kind of putting up these walls and putting up these barriers. And for some of us, I know, you know, this is my patterning, is like I literally put on weight on my body as a source of protection. Because it's what we think we need to do. Again, this is on a most likely an unconscious level, to just get through the days, to keep the wheels turning. And I'll hear women say, like, I just don't have the space to do it. I've got kids and I've got this, and it's just too much. And I have compassion for that. And the reality, at least in my experience, is it's not like the shadow work is not something that I want to be doing all day, every day. Again, it's draining. It's intense. And I don't personally like to get in the loop of like constantly like being in trudging. And yet when it comes up, I know I don't really have an option to look the other way. Unless I'm going to go back into, you know, an addiction pattern, I listen to that small voice inside that's like knocking at my door going, this is here to be healed. And some patterns are easier than others, and some are a lifelong journey. And I also see that a lot of times women, they're afraid of opening up Pandora's box. I've talked about this prior on the podcast, but I think there's an unconscious fear that if you go there, meaning if you let yourself actually feel, if you let yourself feel angry or feel that deep sorrow or sadness, it's like, am I ever going to be able to get out of it? Like, is it going to swallow me? And for women that have had, bouts of depression or have struggled with that in the past or PTSD, which I know a lot of women have, I have not struggled with, depression. A lot of my best friends have, my sister has. And so, I do have a real, empathy, and it's not a personal experience of mine. But if I really get the kind of the tendency to back away from shadow work if you have had depression, because it's like, well, I just don't know if I'm ever going to get out. And so my offering and suggestion for all of you, whether you've had that experience or not, is to first and foremost to start off with an intention. Intentions are so incredibly powerful. And so just to start off with an intention of I'm going to embark on the shadow work in a way that feels truly aligned with me and in a way that feels safe. Because your body needs to know that it's safe in order to kind of go down that pathway. And so just really setting an intention and holding yourself in that intention first and foremost. And then making an agreement with yourself that you are going to go slow. You know, I've noticed that through for myself an education of racism and white privilege and, watching certain documentaries. I have to go slow. And I have to tend to my own system. And I know that even saying that is a privilege that I have as a white person, not living through it every day. And so I'm very aware of the privilege that I have in saying that. And I also, for me to show up for my family, for my work, to not burn myself completely out, I am choosing to like unpack and unlayer this one step at a time for me. And I know that even my ability to process is much more intense than a lot of people. I see it. Like I move fast. And so, again, there's no comparison here. It's just it's an honoring of ourselves and listening to our systems and our nervous systems of what you can handle. So as you're embarking on shadow work, really honoring your system and saying, I'm going to do this. And it's almost like making a promise to yourself that I'm going to do this at a pace that I can handle and that feels supportive to my system. And so it's acknowledging that you have the shadow. And then so much of the work that I do in Align Higher and just, in the free content that I share with all you is about allowing yourself to feel. That is the next step, is allowing yourself to go there. And I want to just stand on a podium with a humongous microphone and say, it's okay. There is nothing wrong for you to feel what it is you are feeling. And again, so many of us, and I believe me, it's like I'm not immune to this, but I have developed some skills over the years to know that when I need to have an outburst or when I'm freaking angry or when I'm just really sad, like this too shall pass. It doesn't mean that I've done something wrong. And over the last couple of months, I've had a lot of feelings, a lot of big feelings, to the point where Harrison just looks at me now and kind of smiles and says, Mom, are you crying again? And I say, I am. Yes, I'm giving myself the space and I'm just having some big feelings at the moment. And he kind of shrugs and then he goes back onto playing and, maybe we'll look at me a couple times to see what's happening. So allowing yourself to feel. And from there, it really, you know, we can then delve deeper into the work of self-love, compassion, calling on higher wisdom, allowing yourself to feel. But really, you know, I do think that receiving guidance around this, whether it's a therapist, whether it's a healer of some sort, this is a lot of the work that we're doing in Align Higher to vibrate at a higher level, to go to your next level, to really expand your vortex, expand your life capacity, expand and reach goals that you desire. This is the way. It's like through the darkness. And so, you know, raising your vibration, up-leveling your frequency, it's not all positive affirmations and love and light. It's actually going through and being willing to dive into this that you then uncover, you then heal, you then rise up. So if you'd like to, you know, be on the wait list for the next round of Align Higher, we will be doing that in the next couple of months. You can go to my website and check that out there. And then my last piece of guidance is to get into a community to normalize this feeling and this experience, and to know that to rise up, there is some deeper work that you're going to need to do. Most of the time, you know, your direct family, your partner, your husband, they are not necessarily the best people to do this with. You know, they want to keep you safe. They want to keep you feeling good. You know, I grew up in a family where it's like, she still says it today. God bless her. She's like, I just want you guys to be happy. And I'm like, Mom, I know you. And because that like makes her feel okay. Right? So she wants me to be happy because she just wants herself to know that she's, you know, she's like, she doesn't want to have to go there. And I have a lot of compassion and empathy for, you know, her tools and her ways. And I know that for me to do my work, for me to shine my light, for me to show up in the capacity that I desire for my husband and my kids and my community and my work, there are times and there are days where I'm not going to feel happy and that I'm not going to feel good, and that is perfectly okay. So I feel strongly that, you know, we are here to unleash. We are here to let that wild side of us out. We are here to, as Glennon Doyle says, you know, to be untamed, to let that lioness roar, and to really let that like feminine, like goddess, that feminine wild child that is in every single one of us, like that wants to just twirl and play and leap and scream and howl. It's like she needs to be uncaged. And we're so afraid of feeling or being judged as crazy or wild. Like, God, you know, like, could you believe like being wild? It's like we're so worried about what other people are thinking and being in a box and having our family. It's not unreasonable. This is not coming from an unreasonable place. Like to those of the that were grown up in certain religions, it's like we are told certain things that you need to look or be or be a certain way. And yet it is time, my friends, it is time to unleash. It is time to unwind. It is time to let her out and to align higher, to ascend to the woman that you're meant to be. So by doing that and by letting yourself feel that crazy and to feel those emotions, it's the path to freedom. It's the path to inner freedom, and it's the path to creating your life by design. So I hope you got something from this, and I hope that you are willing to go into the shadow work. And if you have questions on this, please feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at Heidi Stevens, and I look forward to continuing to support you in all ways that I can. Sending you my love.